So there were, like, for example, you know, a cap in business lending of like credit unions, you know, as are non-profit, are not-for-profit institutions, and they are established to serve their members. And they had restrictions on memberships. So, in, for example, in 1998, a community charter expanded membership, but there were still areas where, you know, credit unions cannot go and operate because there need to be some common bond for, you know, for being a member of a credit union, and other legislations for that limits the activity of credit unions. So, for example, if, you know, like a cap in business lending were put preventing credit unions from serving communities. So that legislation changed that. And we will be able also to go to places and open branch where banks are, you know, abandoning areas because people in that areas are low income and not able to pay, you know, like the necessary fees to open a checking account and get services from them. So that's what the field of membership expansion changes.
Dr. Ayan, this is Sandy Williams.
I'm on this show Mondays and Fridays. I had a question. One of the issues I think that the people you're talking about, this audience of underserved with respect to banking services need is counseling, education with respect to bank services and also personal financial handling. Are credit unions staffing up and developing the capability to provide that kind of support to their members?
Yeah, exactly. Actually, 86% of credit unions provide some kind of financial counseling and education. They provide those services in different areas. It could be for people who are looking to buy their first home. Or it could be on areas of how to build up credit and, you know, become eligible for more loans. So, yes, credit unions have financial education and counseling is one of the areas where actually credit unions reinvest in their own communities to help elevate their financial literacy.
You know, Sandy and Mr. Kabidi, just for those of us who don't know and aren't aware, all of these things, the banking industry, the credit union, financial literacy is lacking in communities where people struggle on a daily basis. It's not taught. And so people can become sacrificial lambs in a society that there's no, what is it, buyer beware? And so when people aren't aware, they can be taken advantage of. And so I can't say that I haven't in my life not ever have been taken advantage of. I have been for my lack of understanding, and it's why I know so many others who learn the hard way. Mm-hmm. But as long as you, and the earlier you can get to children, right? I mean, financial literacy training should start when children are young, right? I mean, that's not something you wait until you're an adult to try to, you know, understand.
Yes. I totally agree with you. So financial education has to be part of the main
curriculum.
So totally agree on that. People need to learn how to manage their finances as early as possible. Because, you know, one of the things that we are seeing is people are struggling to manage their money once they join the labor market. So, yeah, I totally concur with that. And in credit unions, our awareness program actually works hard. Like, they do a lot of campaigns. For example, April is financial literacy months for CUNA. So we do a lot of campaigns to let people know about the counseling and the education services that credit unions doing and what we do to help people. So if I give you some statistics, so we have around 5,000 credit unions throughout the country, and 2,200 credit unions provide some sort of counseling, And 2,200 provide like education that lasts more than just, you know, a few periods of, you know, counseling services. There are like 1,400 of them like have financial literacy workshops. Almost 1,000 provide first-time homebuyer programs. And some provide, you know, like how to manage credit and build credit. And some also provide online literacy education programs. So, yeah, credit unions reinvest in the community by doing that. But they also have various financial literacy campaigns to educate people about their finances. So, yeah, while I agree with you that, you know, financial education should be part of the regular curricula so that everybody is aware about it. But in this area, credit unions are doing a lot to change that, you know, until we get that curriculum in place.
Doctor, yeah, credit, Wisconsin has played a central role in credit unions, hasn't it? CUNA, you keep mentioning CUNA. What does that stand for? Credit Union National Association or some such?
Yeah, so Credit Union National Association is a trade association representing 5,000 credit unions.
And you're headquartered in Madison, right?
Yes, we are.
And I take it Wisconsin must have played a central role in the whole development of credit unions back when the credit union movement started, whenever that was, 80, 90 years ago?
So the movement, the CUNA movement, I think probably started in, when the association first established, probably it started around Denver, but I think it moved here in 1935. And then since then, we have been in Madison, and Madison has been, you know, the center of the credit union movement. CUNA being here, CUNA Mutual also being in Madison, and the World Credit Union Council is also located here in Madison. So, yeah, you are right. Madison has been the center of the credit union movement.
So when we talk about the importance of it, I recall early on, because living in Milwaukee and coming up during the time of the civil rights struggle and a time when in the city of Milwaukee there was redlining and people couldn't get loans, people of color couldn't get loans from the banks themselves, banking institutions, and the struggle that many of us went through who've been around a while, it was the credit union that gave many mm-hmm. blacks, even though they yep. they worked in industry, who were locked out of even being able to do banking on par yep. with others. It was the credit unions that that opened the door and gave the opportunity. And many people don't understand that it's been that kind of relationship yep. with the black community, the credit unions, for a long, long time.
Yeah, so I think this, like, if you go back in history, credit unions, you know, were first established because, you know, banks were not providing loans to ordinary folks for, you know, consumption, like, you know, housing and out.
Right.
That's why people got together and, you know, formed these financial cooperatives to be able to lend money to each other to afford a lot of things that they were not able to. But again, you know, considering again the history of the U.S. even before the civil rights movement, we all know that African Americans were, you know, prevented from accessing financial services altogether, and a lot of African Americans were able to get together and form their own credit unions to be able to do that to each other, for each other. And that is why, if you look at the percentage of membership across race, you can see that more African Americans are members of credit unions relative to their distribution in the entire population, and that is specifically because of that history. Credit unions have that history of, you know, including people that are excluded from the mainstream finance, and that's why the philosophy of, you know, people helping people also came to being. I agree with you on that, Earl.
You know, when you, I remember in Milwaukee going back to the 50s where there was a small black credit union that opened, Columbia, and Savings. Mm-hmm. And so it was at a time that black people didn't own, very seldom couldn't get loans anywhere, and that credit union, my father would tell me was the only lifeline that they had, even though they worked just like everybody else and worked 5 days a week, had decent jobs, just could not get any credit to buy a home, to, you know, cars were about the most that they could get. But, you know, to this day, I'm a member of a credit union and, you know, trying to get my sons to follow suit and understand the value of that.
Let me leap in here. Just as a question, I don't belong to a credit union. Doctor, can anybody join any credit union now in Wisconsin, or do you still have to be a member of some organization that's connected to the credit union? I know I had an automobile loan that was purchased by a Landmark Credit Union, and I think Landmark then began to reach out to me and ask me if I wanted to have a checking account and others. So it looked to me like I could join the Landmark Credit Union without any relationship with it to speak of. So what's the story now and under the law of Wisconsin? Can any of our listeners join a credit union?
Yeah. Great question. Yeah, absolutely. That's why I said at the beginning there is a credit union for everyone, and that's why I wanted to point your listener to moneyfurther.com, because they will be able to find a credit union for them. Yes, you know, membership restrictions in the old days, you know, like regulations like limited that. For example, you have to be a member of this, you know, working group. But, you know, a lot has changed then because the laws have relaxed. And right now, we have set up a website allowing everybody to go there and then enter their address and then find a credit union that they can join to easily. So that's why I say there is a credit union for anyone now. You don't have to worry about, do I have to be a member of this group or that group? You will be able to find a branch near you by going into that website.
Well, I want to thank you, Mr. Kabidi, and we can do this again because the information is a lifeline to people. Who sometimes are left out, and who can then live their lives with an opportunity. Sometimes all people need is an opportunity. The credit unions have provided that, always have, and always will. You want to say what in closing?
Yeah, thank you very much for inviting me. So I'll love to come again and talk more about credit unions.
We'll do it.
I really appreciate it, Carl.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
All right, got to go to break. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be back. You know.